Welcome to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping Orange County. With your host, Don Camber.
I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Don Camber with another great guest impacting our community in a positive way. Today, I welcome Extraordinary Lives Foundation founder and CEO Mara James. The organization known as ELF strives to improve children's mental health and wellness and support families by providing educational tools, resources, and awareness events. Thank you, Mara, for being on Impact OC.
Thanks for having me.
Mara, can you please share with us how your manic episode and bipolar disorder diagnosis in 2014 prompted you to create ELF?
Absolutely. So after my episode, I was heavily medicated, stuck in bed, and I began meeting with a psychiatrist and a therapist. And luckily, I was introduced to holistic healers. And after a year and a half of hard work, I was able to be weaned off my medication, and that's when I started the foundation. Going through my own episode, I saw that there were some gifts associated with mental health challenges, and the greater the gift, the greater the challenge. And I knew that I needed to start a foundation to help promote May as National Mental Health Awareness Month, to get people out there talking about mental health and wellness and offering tools that have helped me heal to others.
How did you get children involved?
Well, a lot of my personal healing was based around my inner child, and that's where Piggy Bear came about. And I figured, wow, if I could have had my healing years ago to help my hurt inner child, I believe I could have prevented my manic episode. So I figured the sooner we can give children tools, teach them about emotions, and helping them would help them further later on in their life.
So how do you help children now?
So we have the book, The Power of Piggy Bear, and Piggy Bear teaches children different tools that helps them increase their social-emotional learning. Piggy Bear teaches children how to identify emotions, teaches them how to do deep belly breathing, because when we're told to take a deep breath into the chest, it actually increases anxiety, whereas breathing into the chest helps calm the nervous system. We teach children to say empowering words, so we teach them to open their arms out wide and say, I am amazing. And it's so powerful when they're feeling down about themselves to say that these uplifting words. And Piggy Bear also teaches children the power of self-hugs. So if you go like this and actually holding it for 20 seconds releases oxytocin to help fight sadness. And these are just some of Piggy Bear's tools. And there are just so many things that I feel that we need to start teaching young children as early as 3, 4, and 5 years old to help them, give them the tools that to help them succeed in life.
Now, are there children with certain mental health issues that come to your program, or is this for everyone?
Well, Piggy Bear is definitely for everyone. We also work with some families that have more challenging children, whether they have a diagnosis, maybe Asperger's, ADHD, you know, on the spectrum, they have bipolar disorder, different diagnoses. We work with the families.
And how do you connect with the families? Is it through doctors or through a facility?
So right now we're in the beginning stages of opening the Hugs for Life Healing Center. Hugs stands for healing, understanding, growth, and spirituality. And the goal of that is to bridge the gap between medical professionals and accredited holistic healers. You know, really what's changed my life and has helped my family. And so what we're doing is, as we're signing up these healers, we're also connecting with different children's hospitals, therapists, pediatricians, and OBGYNs, and to get the referrals.
So they're referred to you, and then do you work one-on-one, or do you have a staff of people that help?
Well, right now, I work with them on kind of the intake process, and then I guide them along to see which heal would be best for them and or their child.
And what ages are we talking about?
The sky's the limit. It could be anywhere from 3 and up. And a lot of times, some of these children that are so gifted, you know, a lot of people don't talk about the word empathic, but literally these kids are born empathic, and they take on and they feel the energy of those around them and their families. So sometimes there could be a parent at home that has a lot of anxiety, and the child's feeling the anxiety and they think it's their own, but they're actually just mirroring their parent. And these are things that we help the parents to put on their oxygen mask on first, help themselves, and then to be able to help their children.
Now, are some of these mental health issues something they're born with, or is it something that just results as part of life?
Probably both. Definitely. And just, you know, again, I've had my own experiences, and I have, you know, 3 children. One has undiagnosed ADHD. One was diagnosed with Asperger and ADHD years ago, and one was diagnosed with anxiety and depression, and they're all doing well at 19, 22, and 25. But again, so I'm not a medical professional. I'm just one that has lived experience with myself and my children.
And you want to get this diagnosed sooner so that they can be lead productive adult lives.
Absolutely. And again, to me, you know, the diagnosis is only important just to it's not even important, just to understand what your child's challenges might be, looking at what their gifts are and how to help their challenges along so that their gifts can really shine.
So how are you able to reach them in their minds? In their minds so that they can understand how to live?
Right. Well, a lot, yeah, again, working with the parents and then starting to teach the young children tools, right? Right now we're using through Piggy Bear, and then there are other healers that can also work with them.
Let's go a little bit detail about Piggy Bear.
Okay.
How did you create Piggy Bear?
So this is a really funny story. I always say that I didn't create Piggy Bear. Piggy Bear came through me. So during my manic episode, which happened at 48 years old, out of the blue, and it was a beautiful and scary time because I didn't know what was going on, but it was a very loud and clear spiritual awakening. And during that time, I found this plush stuffed animal pig. It was just a pig. And I'm like, power the pig. Pig's going to save the world. And my husband, who's a physician, was horrified. I'm bringing this adorable stuffed animal to my daughter's travel softball. And she's like, didn't know why. And then I have a therapist. It's like, why are you obsessed with a pig? I'm like, I don't know, but isn't she adorable? And I'm like, and if an adult can't hug her, they lost their inner child. Lo and behold, so we have the pig. And then I started, during my episode, I started waking up in the middle of the night and writing. And this was really scary because I was always this very grounded, left-brained Excel spreadsheet person. I was not a writer. So when I started waking up, it was really scary because these ideas were coming through me, but I didn't know where they came from. Anyway, lo and behold, a year and a half later, when I was weaned off my medication and started the foundation, I said to one of my healers, I feel the need to write something about the pig, and she says it's going to be a children's book. And I had chills from head to toe, and I knew that that was it. So I showed a woman, I go, this is Piggy. She goes, oh, it looks more like a bear than a pig. And I was like, thank you. And I didn't tell her this, but I'm like, we're going to call it Piggy Bear because it doesn't matter if it looks like a pig or a bear. It's Piggy Bear, and we all are amazing just the way we are. And then that's one of the things that Piggy Bear teaches, how not to judge ourselves and others.
Would you be game to read some excerpts from the book?
Absolutely. Are you going to help participate?
I just think you should just read some so you can let us understand some of the lessons.
Right. So Piggy Bear's adorable and says, hi, and Piggy Bear, what's your name? And can you find me sitting on the shelf? Piggy Bear talks about when he's picked up from the shelf and given big warm hugs. It makes him really happy. And he asks the children to show them his happy face. Then Piggy Bear says, some people think I look like a pig. Some people think I look like a bear. It doesn't matter what we look like because we're all amazing just the way we are. And that is really important because kids, you know, there's a lot of judgment out there and we're always judging ourselves and that just, it needs to end. Piggy Bear teaches children to open their arms out wide and say, I am amazing. And it's very empowering. Piggy Bear says, you are amazing. Don't ever forget how truly wonderful you are. Piggy Bear does teach children how to identify emotions. So we have angry, worried, frustrated. Piggy Bear calls these his grumpy, bumpy, lumpy days and teaches the children the power of the deep belly breathing. We call it Piggy Bear's breathing. And he has them do that two times. And then Piggy Bear also talks about other emotions, sad, lonely, and scared. Those are his foozy, woozy, doozy days. And he teaches children how to do the self-hug. And Piggy Bear says, my special Piggy Bear hug makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. This makes me feel better. I hope that it makes you feel better too. And then Piggy Bear just teaches children that to say, in my heart, I can see Piggy Bear smiling happily. So they always know that they're never alone, that even if it's just their friend Piggy Bear that's always with them in their heart, so that they just feel unconditional love and that they don't feel alone.
And isn't this part of your vision to destigmatize mental health challenges?
Absolutely, absolutely. Piggy Bear, by definition, talking about emotions helps children teach that, talk about emotions. And also, my personal goal, again, is to help parents realize that when a child has a challenge, there's a gift behind it. And again, the greater the challenge, the greater the gift. And they seem to always come hand in hand.
So you're talking with children, but you're also educating parents.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things you're doing to educate parents?
So, ironically, funny enough, that we're doing this podcast. Next week, we're going to be starting to do our own podcast called Let's Talk Wellness. And we're going to be talking about different wellness tools. And it's going to be medical professionals and holistic healers. We host other webinars. We've done 7 monthly webinars last year for free for parents. And really, just the more we talk about things, and everyone has mental health challenge, and especially with COVID, a lot of people are experiencing fear and anxiety. And that's considered a mental health challenge, right? It's, you're not just feeling happy-go-lucky, you're having experience. So what's great about it is now people are realizing, like, huh, there's something that actually, you know, maybe I get to work on healing.
Do the children realize that there's something going on with them?
That is a great question. Children do feel the emotions. Sometimes they might not be in touch with it, which is great when we're as adults and teachers, when a child's having a stomach ache, they don't always realize that there's an emotion behind it. And that's where it takes our community, you know, a community of us to really realize and see what's going on. Like the school nurse is a great place to work because people that are coming in there, there's always a physical, an emotion behind any physical ailments that are going on.
Are the children able to identify what's going on with them so that they can change their behavior?
Not always. That'd be very insightful. And especially the younger they are, they're not able to. And some of it just don't even realize. They just think it's like the way they are. They don't even realize there's a way to change. But there are kids that, you know, as they get older, they start realizing like different emotions that they're having. But I feel like it's something that we need to really help point out that it's normal to have all these different things and try to help them before these emotions spiral out of control.
Have you seen the results of this book on the children so that they won't judge other children?
We're hoping to. That one's really hard. And also, you know, it starts with adults. I mean, I was at my daughter's softball for travel softball and hearing all the parents and even some of the words that come out of my mouth, unbelievable how we could be so rude and crude to other children, or not even to them, but just like, you know, so I really feel like it's going to take teaching the children and also guiding the parents just to really be mindful of the words that we say.
How did you come up with the name, Extraordinary Lives Foundation?
Oh, that's a whole other story. So I'll tell you. So numbers speak to me. So one of my numbers is 73. So my friend's husband says, well, 73 backwards is EL. So you should name your foundation EL. And I'm like, beautiful. We're going to help people live extraordinary lives. And the irony is that when I was speaking to my rabbi about this, and I told him about the foundation, I said, well, he named it the L Foundation. He's like, well, you know what L means? And I said, no. And he's like, L, you know, like we're a Temple Beth El. And I'm like, don't know, because I was raised with Jewish, but no like belief in God. And he's like, Temple Beth El, L means God, Elohim. And I was like, oh, that's so beautiful. So like, I felt like we're doing God's work, but just helping people like feel like happier. You know, and when you're feeling happy, children, adults, and healthy, you don't think about all the other things. And, you know, people talk about suicide. But as Mother Teresa always says, don't say anti-war because it actually produces more war in the world. So using that S word actually is a negative thing. You know, when we say end the stigma, we're actually creating more stigma energetically by saying that. So it's like really a lot of shifts that we need to do in the world.
What are some other educational tools that you use?
So we have a box of Piggy Bear Power Cards, which is our 44 cards that help empower children emotionally and physically. And we're working on creating some curriculum from preschools and elementary schools. We're working to raise funds to create a Piggy Bear app, which will have the power cards. It will have Piggy Bear yoga and meditation. There'll be some things for children as well as their parents.
How can people get access to these materials?
Great question. So the book actually just came out with Brown Books Publishing last month, March 16th. Very exciting. So the book's available on Amazon and also on our website, which is ELF, E-L-F for Extraordinary Lives Foundation, elfempowers.org. And the plush, the cards, and the books are there.
And what do you recommend people do when they get these materials? And who do you recommend purchase them?
Anybody that has a child, a grandchild, teachers that are working with students, if you're a clinician working with children, anybody that's working with children like 3 to 7 year olds, it's a great tool to have. And it's really easy and fun. That's the beauty of it. So let me share with you a couple of quick stories. There were actually 2 3-year-olds. It's ironic. So 1 3-year-old, the grandmother picked up from school and the 3-year-old said, Grandma, when I was at school, I spilled a glass of orange juice. And I thought to myself, I'm no good. But then I gave myself a great big piggy bear hug and said, I'm amazing. And it was beautiful, right? And so now it's positivity. And the other one, the boy was having a meltdown. And the grandmother told me that he said, I'm going to go do my piggy bear breathing, which is precious. So to be able to catch themselves in the moment, and not to mention this book, though it's geared for children, it's great for parents too. If you have a child and they're bothering you, do your piggy bear breathing. Take a time out and to regroup. And when parents are feeling kind of things are going out of control, to use empowering words, give themselves a piggy bear hug, very powerful.
Funding.
Yes.
How are you able to fund your organization?
Great question. Well, as a nonprofit, it's always a challenge, but there are amazing people out there and they believe in not the power of Piggy Bear, power of what we're doing with the Hugs for Life Healing Center, as well as just the foundation and all of our webinars in general. And we have wonderful donors out there. In October and November, we're going to be hosting a comedy night and a golf-a-thon. That's, you know, that helps raise funds. We're applying for grants. We received some wonderful grants to be able to donate piggy bear books and stuffed animals to at-risk children, whether they're in the hospital, foster kids, military families, anybody that needs a little extra TLC.
Mara, how do you want to be perceived?
How do I personally want to be perceived? Gosh, what a great question. I never really thought about how people think about me because it doesn't matter, but I just want them thinking I'm a happy, loving, giving person that wants to help do good in the world.
Thank you, Extraordinary Lives Foundation founder and CEO, Mara James, for being on Impact OC. And I thank everyone for tuning in. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director, Dawn Camber. Have an impactful day.
You've been listening to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping our community. Right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.